7360. It's my home phone number, and I have an answering machine, so you can call that number any time of the day, and as soon as I get the message, then I'll call you back. And, well, this morning I told the listeners that I was going to explain what the broadcast about. This is the first day that we've been on the air, and this morning there's a morning broadcast and an evening broadcast, 11:15 a.m. and, of course, 6 p.m. And if the Lord will, this will be a weekly broadcast. And on the 2nd of January this year, the Lord set us in a direction, or set my heart in a direction that He wanted me to do. And it was about a year ago He told me to go on the air, but He said it was going to be sometime in the future. And now it looks like the Lord has brought it to pass, and I just want to praise my God. But of course, even though this is the first day, it's still time to get down to work. And the direction that God has set this broadcast in is to be a point of contact between those in this county that have needs and those that want to give to the radio ministry, that want to give to the needs of the people. And, of course, that would be through the radio ministry. Again, like I said, you can call 882-7360. And what I would like to hear is people out there in Harriman and in Roan County and Kingston and Rockwood, those that have needs, to ask what they have need, to ask the Lord what they have need. And the Lord, in His Word, said that He would give those needs through men and through other ways, through divine ways and through men. And hopefully the Lord will use this broadcast to satisfy some of the needs in this county. As you know, this county is one of the hardest hit. The devil has been attacking this county over and over again. And I know many of you are feeling the hard effects of the shutdown of Kaiser Roth and several of the businesses around the county. And the devil is just trying to, it seems, to lead this county into just absolute poverty. And I tell you what, we've been praying and seeking God for about a year to bring this all about, and to start for the Lord to start a work here, to start satisfying some of these needs
that have been going on. You know, I've talked to some people, and they say, well, I have a need, but I just don't want to ask God about it. I've asked Him for too much already, and I just don't feel like I should ask the Lord for any more because He's just been so good to me. Well, I want to tell you that God wants you to ask. I mean, one of God's names is Jehovah Jireh, and that's the Lord will provide. He wants to provide for His children. Oh, and I want to tell you that just like Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. I mean, God's got a kingdom up there. And I heard a preacher say one time that He would satisfy every need down here to everyone that asked. He would satisfy that need until He bankrupt heaven. Oh, and I want to tell you this day that those angels sure aren't bankrupt. God isn't bankrupt. I mean, when we get to heaven, we're going to be walking on streets of gold. We're going to be, I mean, there's going to be 12 foundations of precious stones and a crystal clear water of life. And God wants to provide for us here. He don't want us to have to wait till we get there, even though that reward is going to be there. But there's, like I said this morning, there's a promise given to every Christian. And that promise is that God will take care of you. In Psalms chapter 37 and verse 25, David said, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want to tell you, if you're a Christian today, God has promised that He will take care of your every need. I'll tell you what, though, God can't give unless you ask. God can't provide for you unless you open up to Him and you ask Him and say, Lord, Lord, help me. And I'll tell you why that's so. It's because it works like salvation. I mean, God, it's God's will that everyone be saved. He said, I wish none should perish, but that all would come into repentance. But is everybody saved? No. I mean, the person has to ask to be saved. He has to ask Jesus to come into his life and come into his heart. And when he asks and he believes in his heart, God will come immediately and save that young man or save that young girl. They'll save that person because he wants to. It's not because he has to. It's not because he's got some obligation. It's because he wants to. Like I said, though, the Lord will satisfy your needs, and he'll do it in many different ways. For the children of Israel and walking around in the desert, God fed those people supernaturally, let manna fall from heaven, and let winds blow out of the east and blow quail into the camp to where they could capture them. And God fed those people supernaturally. But in Luke 6 and verse 38, he said he would cause men to give unto your bosom. I mean, God can work in so many different ways. And I just pray that the Lord would use this ministry that he's established here in this radio broadcast to satisfy some of the needs in this county. But one important thing, for those of you that have needs, one important thing that you need to remember is that you need to ask God. Because God, I mean, you just need to ask Him. God, that's one thing that God asks. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything, in other words. But it says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Why is that? Well, it's kind of like a universal truth that when you ask something, you're going to receive it. When you ask something of God, He will give it to you. Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 7, says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened up unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. I mean, that's just universal. That's just something basic and fundamental that you can ask, and that you should ask God for the things that you have need of. Or what of you, continuing there in Matthew 7, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things unto them that ask him? I mean, for those out there of you who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Father is God Almighty. And just like what you like to give good things unto your children, I mean, even when you were in sin, you were still giving things unto your children, and you love to do that. And it says, how much more does God just love to give to His children, which is every saved person out there? God wants to give to you. But see, He wants everybody to be saved, so God wants to give to everybody. In Romans, let me tell you just why this is. I mean, why God wants to give to His people. In Romans 8, starting with verse 14, He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have to receive the spirit of bondage. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You haven't gone back to that place to where you have to fear the devil and his wily ways. But reading on, it says, ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Jesus cried, Abba, Father. And what Abba, Father means, Abba is another word or a Greek word for Father. And that was when Jesus would pray, He would say, ask it of Abba, Father. And it says, we also, through the spirit of adoption, can ask our Father in heaven for the things that we need. Reading on, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. God wants you to ask Him. And a matter of fact, in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 11, God says, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and His Maker, ask me of those things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me. God wants His children to ask of the Father. I mean, just as your children ask you of things, God wants you to ask Him of things. But you know, some people are afraid to ask. They just don't want to ask. They feel like they've asked too much. But I mean, or either that, or they feel like they just can't receive it in this life. I mean, we are going to walk on streets of gold in heaven. But, I mean, God wants you to receive right now. In Mark 10 and verse 30 and Luke 18 and verse 30, both of those scripture verses talk about how God wants to give you a hundredfold or manyfold in this present time and in the world to come, everlasting life. He wants to give you things. He don't want to have to wait until you get to heaven to give you something. He wants to give you something now. How does He give? He gives you things supernaturally, and He gives you things by using other men. Now, I've spoken a lot to the folks out there that might have a need tonight, but now I'd like to speak to those that have the ability to satisfy those needs. I'm speaking to my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'm speaking to those out there who may not even realize this, but in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 42, Jesus commanded His disciples to give. I'll just read it. Give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. It is a commandment of God that you give to the needy and those that ask from you.
Luke chapter 6, verse 35 says, "Love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great." What reward am I talking about? Well, now I've got my Bible open to Matthew 25, or at least I'm turning there. Matthew 25, starting with verse 32. What reward will you receive for giving to the needy and giving to those that ask of you? Starting with verse 32 in Matthew chapter 25. "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." At the great white throne judgment, God is going to separate the people. And he's going to put his children on his right hand, and those, the goats, everybody left over, all those servants of Satan are going to be on his left hand. "And the king shall say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me in prison. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." And then the righteous shall answer him, saying, "Lord, Lord, when saw we a hungered and fed thee? And when did we see you thirsty and give you some drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed you? Or when saw we thee thick? When were you sick when we fed you? When did these things happen?" In other words, what they're saying. And in verse 40 it says, "The king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." I've told you tonight, those of you that have needs, that you need to ask of the Lord. And I encourage you to do that every night, every hour of the day, every time you have a need, to ask of the Lord. I've also spoken to those out there that are Christians and who might be feeling the call of the Lord now to begin to give unto those that have needs. Now let me tell you, this broadcast, I hope this doesn't scare anybody, but I would to God that nothing passed through my hands. I don't want anybody out there to give anything to this broadcast. What I would want is for every Christian out there to give to those needs that you find and to those people that ask. Now, for those that have needs, like if your kids need school clothes or something along that line, what I want you to do is call in 882-7360 and leave a message on my answering machine at the house. And when I get that message, I'll call you back and I'll ask you such things as, well, do you want the person that's given to know your name or address or anything? And I'll respect that. If you don't want that to happen, then of course I'll deliver those things to you. But if you're willing to be able to and to be receptive of God and to his power to give unto you, I would encourage those Christians to deliver those things themselves. Like I said, I would to God that nothing would pass through my hands, because both the giver and the receiver will receive a blessing in that case. Well, it looks like it's about time for me to go. I'd like to invite everybody out there to come to church at the Free Pentecostal Church. Regular services are at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. The first Saturday of every month, there'll be a singing at 7 p.m. And tomorrow night, this morning I mentioned, I thought it was tomorrow morning, but tomorrow night, at Sunday night, at 7 o'clock, the King family will be visiting the Free Pentecostal Church. They're a singing group from Sonny Daisy, and I've had one of their tapes for years, and oh, it is just a blessing every time I hear it. But we want you to come to those services. Pastor Arthur York Jr. will be there to greet you. And I'm just encouraged, and I believe that you'll just receive a blessing from that. Well, like I said, it's time for me to go. And I'd like you to keep in mind John chapter 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.